And of course, lots of talk on the Sens on the ice, lots of talk about the Sens off the ice, as well as we're getting down to the short strokes as far as the new ownership of the Ottawa Senators goes. We should know that within the next few weeks, maybe within the end of the hockey season. And a man who will be in the middle of the discussions joins us right now for a rare in-studio visit. He is the we call you the new mayor of Ottawa. It's been 5 months now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four and a bit. Yeah.
Welcome, Mark Sutcliffe. How you doing?
Great. Good to see you guys. Yeah. It's great to be back here. I used to sit in this studio doing the running show every Sunday.
Oh, that's
remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. And of course, for many years, I did a talk show over on CFRA.
Yeah.
And so our paths crossed many times, but it's been a while since we've seen you in studio. So I got to ask you, we'll do some stuff about how... how has life been as the mayor? Like, you have an idea, and again, because you hosted a talk show and, you know, you're a business person and you did a lot of different things, you'd have an idea of what being the mayor would be like, and now it's the reality of being the mayor. Is it what you thought, or is it completely different?
It's pretty much what I thought it would be, to be honest. It's been a lot of fun. It's, you know, the greatest honor of my life to be the mayor of my hometown and to be able to serve the people of Ottawa. I love this city. I care very deeply about our community, and I've always tried to help and contribute throughout my career as a volunteer. And so it's been great. It's been a lot of fun, and I've gotten to meet some very interesting people, and I've gotten to learn so much more about the community and see it through kind of a different lens, a different filter. We face a lot of challenges as a community, but we also have just such enormous opportunity and new ownership for the Senators and the possibility of a downtown arena is part of, you know, shaping the future of our city and for the better for many years to come.
I think about federal politics, Mark, and you think about everybody kind of wants it for their area. And I know Ottawa has its areas, but is there a little more sense of Ottawa, the bigger picture and working together versus what we see on TV, especially in the United States?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I'm proud of the fact that in the first few months, I think we've set a very different tone as a council. It's been very collaborative and cooperative. And we've had, you know, we've made decisions together. And there's been, you know, I think in the last few years with the pandemic and with some of the other issues that the city was grappling with, there was a lot of conflict and fighting and tension. And we've largely put that aside. And so far, so good. We've been working together and I think people want that at this time because there has been so much, you know, there's so many divisive politics in the U.S. and in other parts of Canada. So I'm glad that we're able to, it's probably more boring for people to cover, but I'm glad we've been working together effectively.
There'll be some controversy. Don't worry.
Yeah, there will.
That's inevitable. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Gary Bettman and Bill Daly are coming to town, the commissioner and deputy commissioner of the National Hockey League on Monday.
Yeah.
They're going to go to the hockey game, but they're also, and maybe you can kind of take us through the nuts and bolts of what you understand of, can you confirm you're going to be meeting with them? And B, do you have any idea of what you're going to be discussing? Or is it just all Gary Bettman talking and you nodding your head?
So I'm looking forward to meeting Gary Bettman. I spoke to him on the phone a couple of weeks ago, and looking forward to meeting Bill Daly as well. We're going to sit down and talk and obviously, you know, I'm really pleased with how the NHL has been handling the sale of the team. They've made it very, very clear from the outset that the Senators are not going anywhere, that they are committed to Ottawa. They believe in Ottawa. That's really important for the community to hear. Ottawa is a great market, and I know the Senators can be successful here permanently. And so, you know, I'm sure we will talk about what the new ownership will mean, what some of the opportunities are with regard to LeBreton Flats and a new arena. I think it'll probably be high level and general, but I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say. But the Senators are here to stay, and I think there's some great opportunities under new ownership to strengthen the relationship with the community and look at a new arena.
20 years ago, the team was bankrupt. Have you gotten any calls from other mayors of saying, is this, how lucky are you to be taking hold? And I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but it really does, Mark, feel like everybody is working together now, and with the value of the franchise, the interest, my oh my, this is just incredible.
It's so different from the last time, right? Like, if you think about the last time the Senators were sold, it was basically out of bankruptcy, and it was the team was sold, and the arena were sold at a discount, basically. And now you've got a whole bunch of interested parties and potentially six groups that are bidding, and from among those, some very serious bidders, huge price tag. Ryan Reynolds is interested in our team and our community, which is really exciting. And I think this is about more than just a hockey team. It's about the future of our community. And whether it's Ryan Reynolds or it's another group, I think that's true. And when you see, you know, I watched that Welcome to Wrexham series, right? A team is so important to a community, especially where a city where you've got one team in the major in the four professional North American leagues. It's so important to the community, and so to have this level of interest, I think, is very validating for our city.
With Mark Sutcliffe, the mayor of Ottawa. It will, the new owner, if they do decide to go ahead with a new arena, and I think the expectation is that they will play a large role in determining where that arena might be. But you will as well as part of City Council, potentially. How do you look at it upon where the rink is built? Do you think it should be and has to be downtown?
Not necessarily, but I think, I think ideally it would be it all depends on where it would be built and what the deal would be and what would be around it. But in principle, I think we've seen throughout North America that downtown arenas are better than suburban arenas typically, mm-hmm. But I wouldn't rule out the possibility that whoever the new owners are might decide they want to stay in Kanata and refurbish that arena and stay where they are. That's obviously a possibility. I wouldn't rule out, the deal being struck with the NCC for LeBreton Flats, and I wouldn't rule out looking at another location as well. I think all options are on the table, and it's really about what's best for the community and what's best for the team.
Are there other, there's been so much talk about LeBreton, and I know that, there's a memorandum of understanding to work with the Sens organization, under new ownership. There is a very, at this point, very small parcel of land within LeBreton to build it. The footprint, I guess, could become bigger. But are there other pieces of land, potentially, that an arena could be built that are in and around the downtown, be it off Lees Avenue, be it where the RCMP building is? Would you be open to potentially putting it in one of those spots?
I'm open to whatever makes sense, and I think there are other opportunities. We're building a transit system, a modern transit system that obviously the LeBreton site is great in terms of its proximity to transit, but there are other sites close to transit. Where the baseball stadium is right now, where Herdman Station, Bayview Yards, there are all kinds of places that are close to transit where you could see building event centers and facilities that large numbers of people would use. So I think all options are on the table. It'd be great if the LeBreton thing went ahead, but it's not the only scenario.
Bigger picture, when you see in Detroit, I'll go to Washington, D.C., but most recently Edmonton, if you looked at the vision for the city, though, do you not look at LeBreton? Because it's very seldom. I was saying the other day, a lot of the major cities in the U.S., people moved out, so you brought it back. When LeBreton's sitting there, do you also look at that just big picture that could really reshape the city, unlike a lot of other locations?
Absolutely. I think it's a great location. And it's, it's right between two transit stations, which is fantastic. I would also say, it's not right downtown. Like if you live in Kanata, LeBreton Flats feels downtown. But if you're downtown, it's not walking distance from Elgin Street for most people, especially in January. It's not close to yet. I mean, that area, if there's an arena, will get built up. But when the arena opens, there may not be a lot around it in terms of restaurants and bars and other activities. So it's a good location, but it's not the only location necessarily.
With Mark Sutcliffe. So inevitably at some point there is going to be, I'm going to guess, and maybe Gary Bettman will bring it up on Monday and ask about the city and the potential of putting something toward the new arena. And obviously, again, that decision ultimately lies with the owner and what they want to do. And maybe they'll buck up the entire thing for a new arena. Doubtful. Based on what we see in other North American cities. How do you square the idea in your mind of a guy, a series of people are going to spend $1 billion or so, well more than $1 billion Canadian, to buy a team and then ask for public money in part to be built to help build a new arena? How do you square that in your own mind?
Well, I'm not a fan of public money going into an arena. I wouldn't be supportive of that in principle. I'm not ruling anything out at this point because we don't know what the scenario will be and what the opportunity might be. I suppose there are, you know, there are always options where, for example, if they're building a facility and it's got more than one rink surface in it and the city could use one of those and it would replace an existing aging facility somewhere, you know, and it's infrastructure that the community could use, I wouldn't rule out a scenario where there are some city dollars going into it. But I want to be clear, by saying I'm not ruling it out, it doesn't mean I'm in favor of it. It doesn't mean I support the idea of the city writing a big check. I think that's very, very, very unlikely that the city will write a big check to support this. We have a very, very tight budget, and we have a lot of other priorities, including building more affordable housing and building more transit. There are other ways that the city can be involved in this without stroking a big check. And I don't think that's, you know, I don't think there's a lot of public appetite for taxpayers' dollars to go into an arena. So I don't see that happening. But again, I don't want to rule anything out because there's no deal on the table. We don't know who the new owners are. We don't even know where they're going to build an arena, if they're going to build an arena.
It will be, in all likelihood, though, if it does happen, a massive project. We've kind of gone through this on a smaller but still big scale with Lansdowne.
Sure.
Do you look at Lansdowne as a success?
I think Lansdowne has been a success so far. I think there's more that needs to be done, obviously, with the Northside Stands and the arena. But if you look at what was there before, it was, you know, a lot of concrete, not a lot of people going there very often. The Southside Stands were falling down. The arena was in pretty rough shape. Now when I go there, you know, there's a farmer's market, there's activities for kids, there's the theater, there's restaurants, there's people walking around. It's a much more lively and engaging place. And I know, you know, I have a 23-year-old stepdaughter. You know, I think you and I are about the same age, John. And when we were kids, we went to the Byward Market. You know, my stepdaughter and her peers all go to Lansdowne. Mm-hmm. That's where they go. And so I think it's been a success. I know it hasn't been a financial success in every way, but we also just went through a pandemic. I think we need to look at that and move forward with the new Northside Stands and a new arena, and it can be even more successful.
Everyone wants to separate politics and sports, and as you say, anything to do with the handout mark is always gets raised, as it should. But should people also simplify this a little bit? This is a partnership. This is basically like doing a business. If you have somebody coming into your city buying a hockey team, wants to build a new building, plus redevelop some property, you're going into a partnership that should be able to benefit the city, you know, and whatever the deal ends up being, but make it work for both sides.
Absolutely. It is a partnership. It's a huge opportunity, and there's so much that can happen around the arena. You know, if it's at LeBreton Flats, if it's somewhere else, there's the potential for a lot of development and a lot of growth and hopefully some affordable housing and some other attractions and some other things that are going to make the area appealing and make the city an exciting place to live, an exciting place to visit. So I think there's a huge opportunity here, and the city will be a partner in that, even if we're not writing a big check.
Hmm. Do you look at, and again, everything is based on other people's and other groups' timelines as well, but kind of in your mind, have you sort of thought about, you know, if everything works well and we can strike a deal, whatever role the city plays in all this, of when you'd like to see a shovel hit the ground and maybe a new building being opened somewhere, wherever that might be?
Yeah, that won't be up to me. I mean, I'd love to see it happen as soon as possible, but it's really up to the new owners. They're going to be in the driver's seat on this, and I don't know, you know, who are the new owners going to be, and what are they going to want to do? And the other thing that I'll mention is, you know, there is the Canadian Tire Centre is an important economic driver for Kanata and for the west end of our city, and I want to make sure that if the team does move, that we do something with that site that is going to continue to be an economic driver for that part of our community. I don't want that to just sit empty. So I've made that clear every conversation I've had with the senators that we got to have a plan for that site. And if there isn't going to be a hockey team there, there should be some other kind of big attraction that will be an economic driver for that area. We don't want to abandon the people of Kanata and Stittsville, who are used to having, you know, jobs and activity in that area. And we don't want, you know, the restaurants and the other amenities around there to suffer because of that.
How nice has it been in the last year? Because I know you're an Ottawa guy and you're also a Sens fan. How exciting is the product? Because we can talk about new ownership and building, but again, a bit of that perfect storm. this is all coming together, just a perfect time for what we see at the young hockey team.
It is, and that's what I think is part of how exciting this is you know, for the new owners, they're going to be buying a team that has a lot of great young talent and players who are signed to long-term contracts. And, you know, I can tell you as a Senators fan, I used to be a partial season ticket holder, and I used to go to a lot of games, and then, you know, I had kids, and they weren't the right age to bring to the game, so I didn't go to quite as many, but there was a period there where a lot of people lost interest in the team. Look, let's be honest.
A lot of people were upset.
There were.
We lived it in this place.
No kidding. I mean, you know, there were times where I might even going back 3-4 years where somebody would invite me to a game and I'd say, I'm okay. Yeah. I don't need to go. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way anymore. You know, my son is really into the team, and we've been to a bunch of games this year. You know, players like Brady Tkachuk and even having a guy like Claude Giroux choosing to come back to Ottawa. You know, I had a chance to meet him the night that Chris Neal's jersey was retired, and I thanked him for choosing to come back to his hometown and play for his hometown team, because I think that sends a really strong signal about what we're building here. The fact that a guy like that would choose to come back to Ottawa, I think, is huge. So I think it's really exciting.
Yeah, it all seems like it's headed in the right direction. We'll see how it all unfolds over the next weeks and months. So we appreciate you coming in. Before you go, my friend here, and I know you got a night, you got a piece of paper. So for those that don't know,
I've been Simmers listening.
Insisted, and we thank you for listening, by the way. Simmers insisted on referring to you as Suddy, which doesn't. And I know you're not a your worship kind of guy either.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not, no.
So, but I don't know that you're a Suddy guy. But I don't know. I said this the other day. I don't know you're a nickname guy.
Yeah. I think,
a nickname guy? Or?
So Gord Wilson used to, you know how original Gord can be. Yes. He used to call me Suts.
Well, that's a hockey. Yeah,
I worry about messing that one up.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah. But Earl McRae, I just remembered this the other day, the late, great Earl McRae, longtime columnist, he used to call me Mark the Shark.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Only because it rhymes, not because of
anything
else.
I'm not totally feeling that one, but that's okay.
But no, I'm not really, you know, you said it the other day, John, you look at me, you don't think, you know,
outlandish nicknames.
Scarface, you know, Maverick, you know, any Iceman, nothing like that. But I did, you know, I went looking for some potential nicknames.
Okay.
Because I heard you guys talking about
this. Are we making a decision here?
Okay. And you can look at television. So like Diamond Mark Sutcliffe, you know, Diamond Joe Quimby, you know, from The Simpsons.
Sure.
Sugar Mark Sutcliffe.
Sugar. Okay.
Because boxing's a great source of nicknames, isn't it?
Sure.
Marvelous Mark Sutcliffe. I kind of like that one.
Oh, that is a little Marvelous Mark Sutcliffe. Very similar.
Shoeless Mark Sutcliffe.
Okay. Although, you're a big baseball guy, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mark the Refrigerator Sutcliffe. No, I don't know.
I don't know if you have the size for that one.
No, I go to the refrigerator a lot.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? We do a web poll question every day. Diamond, Sugar, Marvelous, and Shoeless. Depending on how this arena thing works out, we'll maybe choose one of these.
Okay, great.
I know you used to model when you're younger. What about Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Calvin Klein. Yeah.
Anyway, we appreciate you coming in and
anytime.
Providing
this
our listeners some insight. And it's going to be a really interesting next few weeks and months and maybe a few years while this all unfolds. And it'll all be under your watch, so which I'm sure is part of the fun for you as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a great opportunity for our city. And just think of the possibilities of having, you know, a new arena, potentially new ownership that's deeply invested in the team, that has the resources and that we need, and just a fantastic, young, talented team to be cheering for. I think there's a lot of energy and momentum around this right now.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That is the mayor of Ottawa, Marvelous Mark Sutcliffe, joining us for an in-studio visit. We'll take a break. Top of the hour update is on the way. And then we're back with a fourth hour, setting you up for the Sens and the Lightning tonight here on TSN 1200.